This is KPDO 89.3 FM, serving Pescadero and the South Coast. And my guest today is Ray Mueller, who's here at his own office opening. And Ray, obviously I'm coming from Pescadero, I'm coming from the South Coast and the rural part of the coastside. The specific question I have for you is, how does this office serve that segment of the population?
Yeah, so we picked this office because it was central to the coast, and so we can serve from Pacifica all the way down to Pescadero, and obviously we're located in the mid-coast. And so we wanted to try to get somewhere that we could go ahead and serve everyone, and this was the best location that we could find that would allow us to be present to constituents all over the coast.
And will you have like a planning review or public works representative here, or how does the public interface with you? How does it help an individual from the South Coast?
Well, we'll have this office staffed 5 days a week. I'll be working out of this office 2 to 3 days a week, depending on the week. And we are bringing out staff from the county offices. So we've already talked with, for instance, the planning department. They've indicated they're going to make planners available out here. We also, in a wonderful example of collaboration, talked with Congresswoman Eshoo, Assemblymember Berman, Senator Becker, and they are also going to use this office. And Congresswoman Eshoo already has a table set up here. And we have a box of her stuff, so when her staff comes out to meet with constituents, they're already all set up. And so it's one-stop shop.
She's very popular in Pescadero. In fact, we have some fans coming up to see her.
I'm not surprised.
Now that we know that she's coming. Okay, and so one of the things that we want to know is, will we be able to meet with you? So, for example, would PMAC representatives be able to come up here and talk about really specific issues? Like, for example, they want to take the bulletin board down at the post office. Can we fix that? You've probably heard this issue, right?
I absolutely can meet with, I can meet with PMAC representatives here, or I can meet with them in Pescadero. I'll be stationed here, so it'll be a heck of a lot easier to get down to Pescadero.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's really great. I didn't know you were going to be here 2 or 3 times a week. That's fantastic. And Anna Eshoo being here now, is she actually going to come regularly, or do we know?
So I'm certain that there'll be times that she will be out here on the coast, but what we're really envisioning is that their staff members will be here meeting with constituents.
Okay, well, I'm excited that you're going to be here. I think it's going to be a really surprise to you at how many people are going to want and need your help. I know that we're very involved in helping plan for the community space in Pescadero. We have lots of questions about that. And we really appreciate that Kathleen Mozed, who is your assistant on the South Coast, really knows the South Coast. That's a big help. But yeah, we're probably going to be here talking to you.
I hope so. That's why we did this. We want to make government accessible, and the number one thing is really being able to serve our constituents well.
Okay, and I think one of the things, as you know, is farm labor housing is a very big deal for a lot of people, and so, you know, the Farm Worker Alliance, the people who are involved with farm worker housing, they're going to want to talk to you as well, and you know that, and you've been very involved with it. We'd like to know, what are your plans right now for the South Coast, or are the plans for farm labor housing only in Half Moon Bay, or do you know?
Well, right now we are looking at sites located in the South Coast, but we have an opportunity site that we're looking at that isn't quite in the South Coast, but is on the way to the South Coast. And it's a very large site. We expect to have a very significant announcement to be made before the end of July.
Oh, fantastic. One of the things that several people told me, including Puente, is that you might be looking at where the Warhite site is, which is where the transfer station is. Are you aware of that? That was something that we studied for many years, and then it was kind of put aside. But you're probably not aware of it.
Well, no, you know, actually, I don't want to identify any specific site because we're actually in negotiations on a couple sites right now, and it's just best not to say which ones.
Okay, all right. No, I get that. And this is actually a county plot, but I understand.
Well, the county plot, the transfer site, was something that has been brought up a few times, but what we're trying to figure out right now is that there is, obviously, we just went through a very significant winter storm system. and Public Works were trying to figure out to what extent they're actually utilizing that site, because as you know, it's very important in times of crisis that we be able to get equipment and resources to the incident as soon as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's really not being used right now, but that's good to know that you're looking at it, that you're considering it. Okay, well, I don't want to keep you. Those are big questions that I wanted to have answered, and when you know your hours, you're going to publish them, I suppose, but do you know specific days that you're going to be here?
So it's going to change week to week for myself. My staff will be here 5 days a week.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great to know. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.